Mozart, Symphony in G minor, Kürschel 183, Movement 3. Final movement returns to the fiery mood of the opening movement. Please let us listen to the conclusion of this last movement, and with it, the conclusion of the symphony. Mozart, Symphony in G minor, Kürschel 183, Movement 4, Conclusion. Friends, this is proud, dramatic, and original music. By the age of 17, Mozart was truly in the process of finding his own musical voice. Now, among Mozart's most important compositions of this period were his serenades, which he wrote in great number for the court and aristocracy of Salzburg. These serenades, scored for 6 to 12 instruments, were intended as background music and light entertainment, and were rarely performed more than one time. Leopold Mozart reportedly wrote at least 30 such serenades, only one of which has survived. Look, it's a testament to the quality of Mozart's serenades, also referred to as divertimenti, or diversions, cassations, and notturni, or night musics, Nachtmusik, or nocturnes. It's a testament to the quality of Mozart's serenades that any have survived at all. When Mozart left Salzburg for good in 1781, he essentially stopped writing such works, which had come in his own mind to symbolize the city of Salzburg. However, Mozart did not abandon the serenade style of lyricism, directness of expression, delicacy, and small instrumental ensembles. Mozart adapted the serenade style to movements of larger works like concerti, symphonies, and even his operas. Again, a back-to-back comparison will be most informative. First, we will listen to the movement for Rondo from Mozart's Serenade in D, Kürschel 320 of 1779. Then I will introduce the trio Suave Sia il Vento from the opera Così fan tutte of 1789. Please, before we do our listening, I would just read to you the text, translated to English, that we will hear in that trio. May the wind be gentle, may the seas be calm, and may the elements answer kindly to our wishes. If you'll excuse me, even the most casual listener cannot help but hear the melodic clarity, intimacy, and delicacy of Mozart's serenade style in his operatic trio, written 10 years later. All right, please